What do you think is the connection between neurobiology and mathematics? And in this intertwinement, where do you think stochasticity belong?
There's a strong tradition in neurophysiology of building deterministic models, mathematical models based on differential equations to describe what has been learned from a set of experiments. And that tradition dates back at least to Hodgkin and Huxley. But when you start recording from central nervous systems, neurons that you find in the central nervous systems, for me, one of the striking feature, and I will come back to these features during the talk, is the viability of the observations we get when we repeat the same stimulations. Therefore, having models that include right at the beginning a strong component of stochasticity seems to me a basic necessity if we want to understand how we go from these seemingly unreliable units to an overall behavior that is reproducible. And a big challenge is how we can build models that are intrinsically stochastic and still simple enough so that mathematicians can manipulate them, obtain theorems, and modelers can simulate them efficiently.
So a big part of our talk will be devoted to explain this stochastic model that Antonio, Christophe, and myself, we have been working on a lot. And it's also to convince people, not only from mathematics, but also from neurobiology, that although this model is stochastic, it's still simple. So it's easy to simulate, it's easy to understand. So we will take our time to explain it in a hands-on way, and still it's interesting enough to explain a lot of things and very different behaviors of real neuronal systems.